The traditional chants and drums of the Iroquois Confederacy echoed through the rain which enveloped the event as members of a series of Indian nations, reenactors of the military units which fought on the British side at Queenston Heights, like the 1st Lincoln Militia, marched to the event. The memorial, with its towering statues and granite slabs carrying imagery of each Iroquois nation, was paid for by a drive which raised $1.4 million. Six Nations of the Grand River chief Ava Hill says it's taken a long time, but it's good.
It is significant because, you know, it's taken this long and we're in a new era here, an era of reconciliation, and I think it's something that this memorial is going to help with as we head down towards that path of reconciliation.
The event drew a considerable crowd of politicians and government figures from the Niagara region. Among them was Rob Nicholson, a member of the Canadian Parliament and a former cabinet minister. Nicholson says the battles fought by British, Canadian, and Indian military matter.
It's hugely important because they were part of that coalition that helped win the war of 1812 and make Canada possible, because if the war had not been won, we would not be a separate country today, so it's huge.
The largest part of the memorial are towering statues of John Norton and John Brandt, Six Nations war captains at the Battle of Queenston Heights. The statues are the work of Six Nations artist Raymond Skye, and the overall site is within the earthworks of old Fort Ryle. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.